Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Better Sex Through Mindfulness, How Women Can Cultivate Desire by Lori A. Brado is a nonfiction book that combines sexual health research, psychology, and practical mindfulness training. Written for women who experience low desire, arousal difficulties, sexual distress, or a general sense of disconnection from pleasure, it argues that sexual problems are often shaped less by hormones alone than by attention, stress, mood, body image, self-criticism, and relationship context. Brado draws on her clinical research and experience as a sex therapist to explain why mindfulness can help women notice bodily sensations more clearly and reduce the mental distraction that interrupts sexual response. The book is both explanatory and practical. It translates scientific findings into accessible language and provides exercises readers can use on their own. Its purpose is not to offer a quick fix, but to show how a disciplined, non-judgmental approach to awareness can support desire, satisfaction, and a healthier relationship with sexuality. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, low desire is framed as a multidimensional issue, not a simple hormonal deficit. A central idea in the book is that female sexual desire cannot be reduced to a single biological cause. Brado emphasizes that stress, mood, self-esteem, body image, and relationship quality often predict desire more strongly than hormones alone. This matters because many women are encouraged to look for a purely medical explanation when their experience may actually reflect a broader pattern of psychological and contextual pressures. By shifting the explanation away from narrow deficiency models, the book reduces shame and makes the problem more understandable. It also gives readers a more realistic path forward if desire is shaped by attention and emotional state. Then it can also be supported through changes in how one relates to experience. The book does not deny biological factors, but it argues that they are only part of the picture. That broader framing is one of the book's most important contributions because it helps readers see sexual difficulty as a common human experience rather than a personal failure. Secondly, mindfulness is presented as attention training for sexual awareness. The book treats mindfulness as a practical mental skill rather than a vague wellness concept. In Brado's approach, mindfulness means sustained, present moment awareness with minimal judgment, especially when attention tends to drift toward distraction, performance concerns, or self-criticism. She argues that in sexual situations, inattention is one of the biggest barriers to arousal because the mind is often elsewhere, monitoring appearance, anticipating outcomes, or worrying about whether sex is working. Mindfulness trains the ability to notice sensations as they arise and return attention to the body gently when it wanders. This is important because desire is not presented as something that appears automatically. It is something that can be cultivated by improving the quality of attention. The book therefore links sexual satisfaction to a trainable cognitive process. That framing is useful for readers who want a concrete mechanism behind the advice. The goal is not positive thinking, but a more stable and less self-interrupting form of awareness. Thirdly, Brado connects mindfulness to the bridge between mind and body during arousal. Another major theme is the role of interoception, or the ability to sense internal bodily signals, in sexual experience. Brado explains that many women have difficulty registering subtle signs of excitement or pleasure because attention is pulled toward analysis, anxiety, or external demands. Mindfulness is used to strengthen the connection between emotional and bodily systems so that internal cues become easier to detect and interpret. This is closely related to the concept of sexual concordance, meaning the alignment between subjective arousal and physical response. The book suggests that better awareness does not only improve pleasure in the moment, it also helps women trust their own responses more accurately. That is especially important for readers who have learned to distrust or override bodily signals. Rather than treating the body as a mechanical object, Brado presents it as something that can be listened to and understood. This gives the book a strong explanatory structure. Mindfulness works because it improves the quality of attention to sensation, and that attention makes sexual responses more accessible and less confusing. Fourthly, the book uses structured mindfulness exercises to make sexual reflection practical. The book is notable for translating abstract ideas into exercises that readers can actually practice. Brado uses familiar mindfulness methods, such as the body scan and sensory awareness practices, including the Raisin meditation, to help readers notice bodily sensation without rushing to evaluate it. These exercises are not included as decorative extras. They are part of the book's core method for changing how attention works. The gradual structure matters because many readers are unfamiliar with mindfulness or may feel skeptical about applying it to sexuality. By starting with simple awareness tasks and then moving toward more sexually relevant practices, the book lowers the barrier to entry. It also avoids treating sexual confidence as something that can be achieved through information alone. Instead, it proposes repetition, observation, and patience as the real mechanisms of change. This practical orientation distinguishes the book from more theoretical sex advice books, since it asks the reader to practice noticing rather than simply understanding. The exercises are meant to help build a transferable skill that can influence everyday sexual experiences. Lastly, it challenges sexual shame and performance pressure by promoting self-acceptance. A recurring argument in the book is that sexual difficulty is often intensified by shame, cultural myths, and performance pressure. Women may feel they should desire sex in a certain way, respond quickly, or look a certain way during intimacy. And these expectations can create distance from their own experience. Brado addresses this by emphasizing acceptance, curiosity, and self-compassion. Instead of judging a wandering mind or an unresponsive body, the reader is encouraged to observe experience without turning it into a verdict about worth or femininity. This shift is significant because it changes the emotional atmosphere around sexuality. The book does not frame mindfulness as a way to force desire, but as a way to reduce the internal criticism that blocks it. That makes the book especially relevant for readers whose difficulties are tied to anxiety, embarrassment, or a sense of failure. By linking sexual well-being to emotional kindness and present-moment attention, Brado offers a model of intimacy that is less about performance and more about honest contact with sensation and feeling. In conclusion, this book is best suited for women who want to understand low desire, arousal problems, or sexual dissatisfaction through a research-based and non-judgmental lens. It will also be valuable for clinicians, partners, and readers interested in the intersection of mindfulness, sexual health, and psychology. Its main benefit is that it gives readers a clear framework for seeing sexual difficulty as shaped by attention, stress, and self-criticism rather than as proof of damage or inadequacy. Just as importantly, it offers concrete practices instead of only advice, which makes the ideas usable in daily life. Compared with many books in the sexual wellness category, this one stands out for its strong scientific grounding, its respectful tone, and its refusal to reduce women's sexuality to quick fixes or simplistic biology. Brado's expertise as a researcher gives the book authority, while her practical exercises give it immediate value. Readers looking for a thoughtful, evidence-informed guide to cultivating desire will find that it explains both why problems arise and how mindfulness can help change the experience of sex in a realistic way. If you would like to support Lori A. Brado, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.